From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
From Bundaberg, this is Gail, VK4ION. The club has recently purchased new equipment for our Wison group, and they've been looking for field experience and community events to improve their skills. We certainly found one at Clarkie's Petrelhead Paradise. This is a cattle property near Lowmead, halfway between Bundy and Gladstone, which opens its gates to a Gladstone motorcycle club for a two-day cross-country challenge. This was their 10th anniversary, and with over 500 riders attending, it was a sea of campers and caravans at this fun family outing. The SES Rosedale branch supplies marshals and drink stations, and our duty was to sit behind SES and provide the comms in the identified black spots. As they continually change the 18-kilometre course to make it more challenging, this means more dips, hollows, creek crossings and rough mountain tracks are included each year. There is some serious high country up behind Lowmead, and UHF just wouldn't make the distance, so Ross, VK4JRO, built a temporary 2-metre repeater with a 1.7 MHz split and placed it on a high ridge. This gave us perfect comms over the 2 days. We ran 4 portable stations scattered around the course, and the organisers said they'd never had such reliable comms. We've been invited back next year, and we've even been asked if we would travel to do their Billa Wheeler ride. Now, we may have to handball that one up the coast to Gladstone. Hi, hi. This has been Gail, VK4ION, for the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Some of us are old enough to have used dip switches mounted on the floor of our car. Some of us had to use paper maps to find our way around strange places, and the car radio used valves and a vibrator. Others, who are new road users, probably use column-mounted dip switches and have a GPS receiver or smartphone. The music is saved on a memory device, and this all shows how the world is changing. There are people who will never use an incandescent lamp for home lighting, and who will find LED lighting superior in efficiency and cost. There are people who saved music on disc and magnetic tapes, and younger people who don't know that video was once saved on tape too. This is the world that we amateurs inhabit, where the generations have layers of memory and experience separate to each other. This is the world where we seek to integrate the life experience of these generations and maintain an understanding of where the next generation is at. We have people who have ground crystals to set the frequency of their transmitter, and others who only know the construction of equipment they use from classes and textbooks. It is within this collection of training experience and changing technology that we invite new enthusiasts to participate. When I think about the diversity that makes up amateur radio, I'm quite amazed by the enormous scope that we have to use and enjoy. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.